So last week we spoke about the idea of checking tefillin and checking mezuzos. So Eitan Ross said, one of the things I mentioned was, okay, we checked tefillin, and one of the things I said was that the chances of the parshios of your tefillin actually becoming pasul, unless, you know, they were in a flood or something, are very, very slight. The greater chance is that your ritzuos or your batim become pasul, so it's a good idea to check them every once in a while, because the sofer will know if there are problems with your ritzuos or batim, if they need to be replaced. So Eitan Ross suggested we talk about the halachos of ritzuos, that what exactly makes a ritzua good or bad for tefillin. So there's a Gemara Maseches Menachos and Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, ritzuos shchoros, halach l'moshe misinai. Ritzuos have to be black, that is a halach l'moshe misinai. The Gemara goes on to ask a stira that we have other sources that seem to suggest that ritzuos can be anything but red, as long as they're not red, it's okay. And the Gemara, and the reason that it can't be red, the Gemara suggests, is because if it's red, it looks bad. It looks like that must be blood that has come from Nida or something. It has some unusual concerns that if you have ritzuos that are dumos, that are red, because it's a genai, as Rashi says, lest people say that ishto Nida ba'al v'nitzbu b'dam, that you were ba'al, your wife, while she was Nida, and while you happen to have been wearing tefillin, and it's her dam Nida that got all over the tefillin. So that's why it can't be red. For that reason, good Jewish trivia, why can't ritzuos be red? That's the reason that ritzuos aren't allowed to be red. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's a big difference between having to be black and not being allowed to be red. So the Gemara answers, no, depends on which side of the ritzuos we're talking about. The outside of the ritzuos has to be black. The inside can be any other color, they're just not allowed to be red. The Raman Hilchos Tefillin Paragim Halacha Aleph says that since it's a halacha l'moshe misinai that ritzuos have to be black, it's ma'akev. If your ritzuos are not black, they are pasul. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Lamed Gimel, Si'if Gimel, and Aruch Chaim writes that the outside of the ritzuos have to be black, the inside could be anything but red, paskin straight up like the Gemara. However, and it should be noted, the black of the tefillin, just like the rest of the tefillin, has to come from a davar amutar b'ficha, so from a kosher product. If it comes from a non-kosher animal, that is no good. Even the paint with which you paint the tefillin black has to come from davar amutar b'ficha, from something that is kosher. Why do they have to be black? So the Elia Rabba has a very fascinating explanation. The Elia Rabba in Simon Lamed Beis says that they have to be black as a symbol, because black can't accept any other color. When you color something on top of black, it stays black. There's nothing else that that goes on top of black as a color. White serves as a surface for all other colors, and black, you can't have any other color. So that's a symbol for the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no room for any other. That it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's the symbol of using black. But again, that's time of Dekra. The real reason is Halacha L'moshe Misinai. That's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yotes says that black means black like a raven. It has to be very dark black, and he says if it begins to fade, yesh lizar bazeh ma'od, you should be careful. If your tefillin are beginning to fade, they are very likely becoming pasul. And the Be'er Halacha brings a raya from Gemara in Nida, that maybe if it's a very dark navy or something like that, something that people would generally call black, even though it's not really black, 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 if he has a raya from Gemara in Nida, that would be okay as well. But if it's really fading and it's not doesn't look black anymore, then you really have a problem. The Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskel HaRitzuos discusses whether the entire length of the ritzuos has to be black, or only because our ritzuos are typically much longer than they have to be. So what if it's black almost all the way to the end? What happens very often is when you wrap around the shaliyad and then you tuck in at the end, so that the edges aren't black anymore. So is that a problem? Because that's extra. I could just cut that off if I wanted to. It doesn't even need to be there. I read the ritzuos plenty long enough. So the Be'er Halacha discusses that issue, whether the entire length has to be black or only the amount that makes it kosher. Obviously, l'chadchila, we try to be machmir. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Gimel in Dibur HaMaskel, the Kasuv Rambam, writes that according to the Arizal, and seemingly he's medayik in the Rambam, the Rambam holds this way, even the inside of the ritzuos should be black. Again, the Gemara is clearly not that way. The Gemara says as long as the inside is not red. But the Minhag HaRizal was that even the inside of the ritzuos should be black. In the Sefer Keset HaSofer, Simen Chaf Gimel Siv Beis, he says that the edges should be black, meaning not the inside, not the outside, along the sides, that they should be black as well. However, Rav Azner in the Tshuva and Shevet Alevi Chelek Tes Siman Tes Zayin points out that the majority of poskim, you don't need Rav Azner to point this out, it's self-evident, that the majority of poskim, the Balei HaShulchan Aruch, never required that the inside of the Ritzuos be black, and all the Gedolei Adoros, except for those who were knowing everything al pi the Arizal, were never makbid that the inside should be black. It seems that in recent years this has become popularized again probably for the first time, I don't even know if it's again, to make the inside black. You see a lot more people have the inside of the tzuos black, but Rav Azner writes that there's no reason to be makbid about that, and the time-honored tradition, there's nothing wrong with it, there's no iser bedavar, but the time-honored tradition is that our tzuos are only black on one side, not on both sides. Both the Mechaber and the Rama make a point to say v'lo nagu kein, that we were never knowing to have both sides black. Now, how long do the tzuos have to be? So the Shalrosh, Shulchan Aruch, and Simchav Zayin Sefir Aleph writes that the right side has to go down to the belly button, and the left side down to the chest, a little shorter, only down to your chest. Mishra Brura says, another daya, that the right side has to go all the way to the bris milah, and the left side only down to the navel. There's no isser whatsoever in making them longer, and in fact our minhag is to make them longer, but the Mishra Brura points out, no matter how much longer you make them, the right side should always be longer than the left side. That you should always try to tie it in such a way. How long does the shaliyat have to be? Shulchan Aruch and Simchav Zayin Sif Ches writes that it has to be long enough to wrap around your arm 6 or 7 times and the middle finger 3 times, like our minig is when we tie our tefillin. If it's long enough to go around your upper arm to tie it tight, and you can't go around 6 or 7 times, but you can get it all the way down to the middle finger, so the Mishnah Berurah and Simchav Zayin Sif Ches Memdalet says it would still be kosher. You'd still be allowed to make a bracha on such tefillin, but it's obviously not ideal. The Chazanish, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say about the bracha, he says it would still be kosher. The Chazanish or Chaim over there says that you would even be able to make a bracha on such tefillin. Now, very important, how wide do the ritzuos have to be? So Shulchan Aruch says it has to be as wide as a barley. Great, how wide is a barley? So there are different shittos. Chazanish holds it has to be 11 millimeters wide, and the Grach Na'er, Chaim Na'er, holds, depending which measurement in the L'chadchila, he holds it should be 10, but he thinks barley itself is actually really just 9 millimeters wide. So 9 or 10, a little bit smaller than the Chazon Ish is 11 millimeters wide. Now, most of the time, our tefillin, our minig is that our ritzuos, for the most part, are 15 millimeters wide. So we got plenty of space. It's plenty big. The problem becomes, Mishbur writes in Simchav Zayin, Sivkat Membeis, is right where you tie it. When you tie your shalyad, so when you pull it tight, very often, and it shrivels in the area where there's friction, where you're pulling against the knot. So we're in that area where it shrivels a little bit, very often it will become less than the shear, less than the proper width. Now, if it folds over, even though the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like folding is a problem, halacha, it's not a problem if it folds. But the problem is if it just narrows you, because it actually becomes narrower. So Mishnah Berurah points out you have to be very careful about that. You have to inspect that constantly to make sure that it hasn't become so narrow in that area that it's actually possible. The Mishnah Berurah does quote a more makel shita about the width, the necessary width of the ritzuos, saying that it's the length of a chita, not a sa'ora, and says that b'shas al-chak you could rely on that, but certainly l'charchila, we're knowing like the Shulchan Aruch, that should be the size of a sa'ora. Another halacha, and this is the last issue we'll discuss, is the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the ritzuos need to be made l'shma. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nid Zayin and Sivkat Nid Ches points out that it's even ma'akev b'diavad, that if it's not done l'shma, then the tefillin are pasul. And not only that, not only do the tefillin need to be made l'shma, and the ritzuos need to be made l'shma, they need to be blackened l'shma. The blackening of the coloring of them needs to be done l'shma. That's why when they come out, when it starts to fade, so they sell those little markers or little paint things, it always says on the bottle, you know, that you should say l'shem mitzvah tefillin, because it's supposed that has to be done l'shma. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Chav Gimel says a woman can also do it l'shma. She's capable of a l'shma, and a child or a guy with a gadol omid al gabav, as long as there's a gadol omid al gabav, having in mind l'shma would also work. If it were blackened shalol l'shma, then you get into a major machlokas aposkim. The Magen Avraham and Siman Lamed Gimel Sivkat and Zayin tries to bring a raya. Magen Avraham writes that nirali dim chazar Yisrael v'hishchiran l'shman kasher. that if it was originally black and shalol lishma, and then a Jew does it lishma afterwards, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav says that if you write kasav Hashem v'lo kitsho mavir lav kul musu mekadshel. Let's say you're writing safras. You write the Shem Hashem without being mekadesh, without having kavana that it should be Shem kadosh. Then you could be mavir kol musu mekadsho. You could write over it again and have in mind that it should become kadosh. The Rabbanon over there say you can't do that, but says Magen Avraham, they only say you can't do that because it's going to be kimenumar. It's going to be like spotted, that it's going to be darker in that area than it will be in the rest of it. But by Ritzuos, you don't have such a concern. It's all going to be equally black. We're not talking about writing on parchment where one will look like bolded, one word will look more bolded than the rest. It will all be black. So there's no such concern by the Ritzuos. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. However, the majority of other Achronim seem to disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they hold that once it's done Shalol Lishma, even going over it Lishma, Dagum Ravava certainly concludes this way, and many other Achronim, even going over Lishma will not work. So the Bir Alacha and Divra Maskel Pasul discusses what you can do to fix that problem. Bir Alacha says that maybe you can put other colors, paint other colors on top of it, and then color black on top of that, and that way it will be like you're coloring it for the first time. Maybe that would solve the problem. He comes up with other reitzas, but he agrees that we should not rely on the Magen Avraham, l'charchila. Okay.